the newer players. To some extent, Nintendo has been around for a long time, but Xbox and the Wii have a good row to hoe when it comes to trying to unseat the main leader here. So it'll be interesting to watch. That's without a doubt.
This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. The Yankee Group is putting its money on the Sony PlayStation 3 to win the next-gen console race. In its report, the Yankee Group predicts the PS3 will sell 30 million units by 2011, while Microsoft's Xbox 360 will sell 27 million units. The Nintendo Wii placed last in the report with 11 million units sold. Consumer Electronics Association Industry Analysis Director Sean Wargo says it will be tough to unseat Sony as a leader in video game sales, but with Xbox 360 already established in the market and Wii's projected low price points and new controller, Wargo believes it could be a close race.
You know, you've got a very established leader in the market right now, so without a doubt, the newer players, to some extent, Nintendo has been around for a long time, but Xbox and the Wii have a good row to hoe when it comes to trying to unseat the main leader here. So it'll be interesting to watch. That's without a doubt.
No, I'll be looking forward to it as well. I mean, I'm an Xbox 360 owner. I'm still debating whether or not I'm going to go with the PS3 or the Wii. I may go with the Wii, though, because the price point, you know, they're saying it's lower than $250, and the innovative control is something that's just pretty cool. So
yeah, it is definitely a very innovative feature there. It'll be interesting to see how gamers take that up in this generation.
I know the Yankee Group, they also stated in their report that fewer consoles will be sold this generation. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a possibility, though. If you look at the core base of gamers, you would expect that a good number of them are still going to convert over. They're still going to buy into the new consoles. And you've got a pretty good array of pricing going on. We still don't know what Wii is going to be priced at, but we know, you know, where the Xbox 360 is sitting, and we know essentially where PS3 is going to be. So I still think there's enough room in the market and enough interest among the core gamer sets that you'll get a good conversion rate to the new generation. We also can't forget the pricing declines that are inevitable in the rollouts of these consoles. They start high, but they do take price hits over the years as the manufacturers get economies built up and try to lure in the later adopters of the consoles. So I think there is still some room for opportunity, and I would say from where we're sitting, we're not necessarily expecting lower units at this point. It just may take a little bit longer before we get to the peak volume based upon price declines that have to hit. So, but still should be a pretty successful launch in general. And given that you could even take a slight hit on the number of units shipped and still provide revenue growth based upon the price point. So there's a lot of room for growth in there.
The heated competition between the big three should have a positive effect on the video game market. CEA's semi-annual U.S. Consumer Electronics Sales and Forecast Report, which was released this week, supports that statement. Total gaming shipments are expected to rake in about $12.6 billion this year.
It tells you that there's a good amount of growth and even more expected ahead as we push closer to $15 billion. Including console hardware and software sales. So a pretty strong forecast for the category, which makes some amount of sense given the new products out there.
I'm assuming the forecasted numbers have a big deal to do with the release of the PS3 and the Nintendo Wii.
That's correct. So with 360 out last year, we certainly got a little bit of a hit in 2005 and into 2006. But with both of those platforms expected to launch sometime in the fourth quarter this year, that's where we're going to get even more lift, and especially as we go on into next year.
Now, as you mentioned, the CEA report forecasted total gaming shipments, including hardware and software. Now, what exactly does that include? I mean, are used games, used consoles and accessories counted as well? And how about like PC games and games downloaded on, say, Xbox Live Arcade or on mobile phones? Are those included in the numbers?
So what we track is essentially any product that's first-time sale. So it's going to be software and hardware that has shipped from the primary manufacturer to their prospective channels, the dealers, retailers, distributors, etc. So anything in a secondary market we would not capture. We would capture anything that is selling for the first time. So otherwise, let's see, gaming downloads, that's a tough one I would expect, since there isn't necessarily a shipment involved, that those are going to be less tracked. Those would be more transactions that happen onto the side, similar to people spending money on broadband services or gaming services, internet services, that kind of stuff, on massively multiplayer games and such, would not be tracked in our total numbers. We do capture PC games in a separate place. That would be in total PC software. And that market, though, from what I understand these days, has taken a little bit of a hit, is down below $1 billion now, but would it provide additional revenue on top of what we already talked about. So that pushes you well over the $15 billion mark for next year, closer to $16 billion for a total gaming software and hardware, and then you could add on even more to that for the additional revenue from massively multiplayer and secondary sales of titles, etc.
How did the latest numbers compare to years past?
Okay. In 2003, for example, the total gaming market was around $10.3 billion. We grew a little bit in 2004. Those were kind of the in-between years where we were waiting for the launch of the new consoles, so things had kind of stabilized. 2005 shot up to about $11.1 billion. And then we get another, that's in 2006 is where we're seeing the big 14% growth, up to the $13 billion we talked about, $12.6 billion. So it's a considerable lift off of some of the prior years. Previous peaks would have been around 2001, 2002, when you had the launch of the PS2 and the Xbox. So as everybody talks about in this industry, it's really a five-year cycle where you get these peaks in the years immediately following launches of consoles, and then kind of a stabilizing, if not a slight downward trend, while we wait for the new consoles to come out.
Who would have thought gaming would have raked in, you know, $15, $16 billion?
Right, exactly. It's certainly at this point getting to be even bigger than box office, as everybody's been talking about.
That leads me into my next question. How do the numbers compare to, other markets, such as movies?
My understanding is that the box office is, once you add the retail markup on all the gaming stuff we're talking about, that you push pretty close to $20 billion, which my understanding of box office is that it's somewhere in that range of $15 to $20 billion. Of course, to be fair, you've really got to include all the sales, both post-box office sales of movies and such. So the movie industry is still a fairly large one and would eclipse gaming when you add in all sources of revenue. But box office alone, gaming has been talked about as being larger for a year or two now. Compares very well there, certainly larger than the music category itself, which I believe is a $12 billion market or so. It's certainly gotten very large, as we've seen a pretty phenomenal fan base out there and a following for some pretty well-established franchises as well. So it's pushed it to new heights.
Now, with the release or the impending release of the PS3 and the Wii, as you mentioned earlier in the podcast, do you see the video game market surpassing movies and other forms of consumer electronics in the near future?
Games as a category is certainly one of the biggest pieces already of our forecast. There's many other hardware categories within CE that are smaller. So, for example, we're already eclipsing the amount of audio hardware sold to the home. The things that would be bigger are still PC sales eclipse that of gaming consoles itself. But wireless handsets are another category that would be almost on par with gaming. Just to kind of give you comparison, the launch of the new console certainly does, though, because of the average price point difference over previous generations, provides lift unto itself. There's also then a lot of talk around, well, does each successive round of consoles, each successive generation, does it broaden the appeal? And so there's a lot of theory that you're not only getting more revenue because of the average price per unit being higher for new hardware, but also you're attracting a new customer, a new demographics of customers, whether that would be females or older demographics. Those are things that are being looked to provide growth as well to the total category.
To put the numbers in perspective, CEA's report says display technologies continue to be number one in the consumer electronics industry, with revenue expected to exceed $22 billion this year. But the recent figures show that the gaming market is catching up. The release of the PS3 and the Wii will likely help that cause. This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net.